You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Did you hit? Because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Good, enjoying like the light being in the sky. What is this?
Enjoying the light, enjoying like the hour sleeping.
Fantastic stuff. I felt, you know, so productive yesterday because I woke up at some ungodly hour on the like actual time, and then I was like, actually this is sort of fine, I can wake up now.
Yeah,
I was so tired by the afternoon though, so I always have to pace myself around this time of year. Good time to have a book in hand. What are we talking about this morning?
For sure. We are talking about If We Boom by Vincent Bevins, who's a journalist. And the book he wrote before this was The Jakarta Method, which looked at the CIA-backed Suharto government in Indonesia. And I feel like political unrest is really like his topic du jour.
I reckon.
So If We Boom looks at like the greatest era of mass protests in modern history. So 2010 to 2020 also really took me back to like my early uni years,
yeah,
reading this.
Yeah.
So it kind of looks at how like a lot of that political mobilization that occurred, like not just in Western countries, not just at the outset of Occupy, but also in like massive countries with massive populations like Brazil, the Arab Spring uprisings, how a lot of these like mobilization efforts failed to materialize any political gain for these groups that were protesting. So he kind of looks at like the history of mass protest. So I didn't really realize that, like, or it wasn't something that I thought about, that mass protest is something that really coincided with the advent of mass media. Like,
of course.
Yeah, it makes so much sense when you think about it, eh?
But never thought those two things together in the same kind of space. But it does just make, of course, total sense that that would be the case.
Totally. Like, really, it kind of looks at how protests developed as, like, as a means different from like violent resistance, because people realized that they could be watched by audiences outside of the immediate area that they live in. So he gives you like a little bit of insight into how like protests started, how it changed in the 1960s as part of the New Left in America, and how like something that really began as like a heavily organized, like kind of hierarchical structure, developed into like this horizontally structured, quite loose-based, leaderless kind of way of protesting.
Yeah.
And he argues that shift in the way people protest is really a big reason why we're seeing like failures of these like political movements to gain traction in politics.
That's really interesting.
Super,
and again, kind of makes a lot of sense, but really interesting to read about. Yeah,
exactly. I feel like reading this book really made me think so much about like a lot of the conversations I had like with my friends when I was like 18 or 19. And he sort of talks about how like one of the great things about protest is that people obviously feel like connected and feel good about the act of doing it.
Totally.
But yeah, that in and of itself isn't enough to sustain a movement. But it's not all just looking at like failures. It also looks at like successful, successful protests. It kind of gives, I think as well, really good lessons about like, and practical lessons about like structural integrity, about like, you know, the importance of representation post like mass mobilization. I think it's a really fascinating book. I think if you're like a political nerd, it's a great book. But I think as well, if you're like just the average person who was like a millennial,
yep,
who showed
you
up.
You two were at university between 2010 and 2020.
You got to read this.
Yeah.
it's real fascinating. And he takes like, I mean, he is like, I think, really an academic by nature. So there's like a lot of like field research that he did in like Brazil while he was there. But then he also like really interviews and draws on the work of like David Graeber, classical Marxist-Leninist. So there is like a little bit of theory woven into this book as well. So real interesting read.
I am actually definitely going to be picking this one up. It sounds fascinating. Remind us of the name and the author, please, Suri.
The book is If We Burn, and it's by Vincent Bevins, and you can get it at all good bookstores, including Time Out.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We will see you very soon.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.